Sirisena is vowing to replace the leaders of his country's security agencies for the failure to prevent the Easter Sunday suicide bombings, which have so far claimed 359 lives. In a nationally televised address, Sirisena said he will take stern action against officials who did not present him with the available intelligence that such an attack was imminent. Sri Lanka's Deputy Defense Minister, Ruwan Wijewardene, spoke with journalists on dangers that may still exist.
There are still, you know, there could be still a few people out there. But right now we are asking people to be vigilant. But I think within the next few days, we will have the situation totally under control.
Meanwhile, Charles de Ledesma reports that Western officials, including the U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka, are strongly denying the West had any advance knowledge of the impending attacks.
Ambassador Elena Teplitz says officials had no prior knowledge of the Easter bombings that killed over 350 people in the island nation, despite local claims that foreign officials had been warned that an attack was looming. Teplitz says as the probe into Sunday's Islamic State claimed attack continues, a team of both FBI agents and military personnel are assisting the probe. Authorities so far have blamed a local extremist group led by a man known for his incendiary speeches online. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia for his summit with President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok tomorrow. Kim calls his trip the initial step toward closer ties with Moscow. But Dmitry Trenin, director of the Carnegie Moscow Center, says Putin has his own agenda.
Russia wants to essentially send a message, not just to Washington and to a degree to Beijing, but also to Seoul, that it is an important player and Russia should be factored in when Korean issues are discussed.
This is VOA News. U.S. President